Okay, five ideas on Parsha Zohar, Tavshin, Pedalet, Aloni Shavi. First and foremost, for the soldiers, for the hostages, for Fuas Shlema, for Avra, Abam, and Shendel. And for the 6-year-old girl over here in Boca Raton, we need a Fuas Mamish, Chaya, Shoshana, Baschana, Fredel, Basor, Shachar Yisrael. First idea comes from Kiddushas Levi, Parshas Kiseitse, Zohar is Asher, Asal, Chalmalik, Lokim. He says at the end of the day, you think a Mechil Samalik is just a people? We know Nebuchadnezzar scrambled all the nations together. No, says the Kiddush Levi. It's something called Amalek Pratis. Shekol Yisrael Tzorech Limchos Chelik Ra Hamachunu Mishem Amalek Asher Tomen Belibo. Every single Jew has to wipe out the Amalek within them that's hidden in their heart. Shekol Zman Shezer Amalek Nimsa Ba'olam. Anytime there's a little Amalek left in the world, even in your Olam Katon, Yis Mitzil Zamalek Kach Harab Chol Adam. Then you have a little Hamas and a little Hezbollah running around. So our job, we know the Koich of Zayish Yisrael, Eino El Bepeh, HaKol Kol Yaakov. Where does Esav come from, says the Kiddush Levi? Esav comes from? Excuse me, Amalek comes from Esav. How do we beat Esav? HaKol Kol Yaakov. What is Moshe Bein Yidu? Hayakasha Yori Moyes Moshe Es Yodov. It has nothing to do with his hands. We know it has to do with his tefillah. Says the Kiddush Levi, HaKol Kol Yaakov. It's all about our Torah. As the Medrash says, Kol Shel Torah, Kol Shel Tefillah. You want to know how to get rid of the Amalek within ourselves? Get rid of the Amalek within ourselves. Dafku through the call of Torah, through the call of Tefillah. The second idea comes from the Imre Emes. We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, that Yodov Emunah Ad Ba Shemesh. And Moshe Binu lifted his hands up very high to the sky until sunset. Rashi says, what was he doing? Sheidei Moshe Ayuprushos L'Shamayim. His hands were separated to heaven, B'Tefillah, Ne'emana, V'Nechoina. Mamish davening, and trustworthy, and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Imre Emes, what was Moshe Rabbeinu really doing? Moshe Rabbeinu Nichnis, why was he having his hands for so long? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just davening for the battle of the first Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu was infusing all future generations against Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu Nichnis Koich Emuna B'Mene Yisrael Abiyas HaMashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu was implanting. He was implanting the emuna in every single Jew. Shafilu bizman of kashim, even in the hard times, even in 2024, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks so hidden and things look so dark, almost 170 days without the hostages, we don't know what's going on. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where? What? Why? When? Shafilu bizman of kashim, says the Imre Emes, beikav vasot demeshicha yuchal gam kein lischazik b'emuna. His hands were not only just davening for the battle against the Amalek then, his hands were infusing emuna for the future generations. Idea number three. Idea number three is an incredible idea from Rabbeinu Bechaya. We know Rashi says, Ki yado keis ko. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know from the famous, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kisei is not sholem. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not full until we get rid of a Amalek. Right? Ki yado keis ko. Says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, we know we say in Yichavot every day, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshev lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Zion iva l'moshev lo. Says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, what is the word iva? Iva is Aleph Vav He. Aleph Vav He actually fits in beautifully to our pasuk. Ki yad al keis ka. We need ka to become Vav Ke. Iva, that the Vav Hey, add that to Yud Kei, and what do we have now? Where do we have left? We have the Aleph. Where do we have to put the Aleph? We have to put the Aleph on Kiyad Al Kisei Ka. La'asid Shekar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yivchar B'tzion Oz Yishev Al Kisei Sholem. Is that Lashon Iva? Shuti Tishlam HaKisei V'Hashem Havaya V'Olam Hashem Hatzlish Baruch Hu Yisov Ha'ishra Shem Namlucha. At the end of the day, boys, we say this every day in Yichavod. Kivach Hashem, b'tzion iva l'moshev lo. Iva is the letters Aleph of Hey. What's Aleph of Hey? The Vav Hey has got to be Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we know that Sher is not Phil. Al Kiyad, Al Kes. But there's no Aleph. No, but Iva, you put the Aleph there, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will be full. So that is idea number three. By us doing our part, by making sure to say that we're that field b'kavana. And we realize the Yimali Hashem Kol Meshal Sechel, Baal Hashem Tov says, that when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain is our pain, and we want His name to be full, then we should be zochet to kik iva l'moshev lo, to add in the vav kei to ki yud kei, and add in the aleph to kei, to kisei. Good, idea number four. The idea number four, boys, this is a great story. Listen up closely. Idea number four, the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, they got him a new chair. Ethan, thank you for listening instead of watching some dumb commercial. Ain't that dumb commercial? Now it's on the thing. Very good. The Chavetz Chaim, they got him a new chair. The Chavetz Chaim's chair is falling apart. And they got him a new chair. And they were very excited when the Chavetz Chaim, when they got the Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, a new chair. And he started shaking. The pasuk says, Ki arakeis ka, which means Hashem's chair is not full until we get rid of Amalek. He says, V'keitzet eshev ani al kisei shalem. Hashem's chair is not full. How could I go sit in a chair, in a brand new chair, when Hashem, it's good vort, Nathan, yeah? When Hashem's chair is not full. When Hashem's chair is not full. He said, thank you. I'll hold on to my old chair until Mashiach. Finally, beautiful fifth and final idea. The fifth and final idea is from Rabbi Shlomo Hadini. I don't know how to say his last name, but all these ideas come from the Sefer, beautiful Sefer Yagil Torah. So he says, L'chora, Zachor Eis Asher Asa'alacham, like, what's so important about remembering? We're going to talk about this in Mirtz Hashem, remembering on Tuesday with the survivors. Please God, on March 26th, no homework, March 27th, everyone's got to be there, Bez Hashem. What's this Indian of Zachor? That's how we beat Amalek, by Zachor? What's the mitzvah of Zachor? He says, why did Amalek come attack us in the first place? What happened? We left Egypt, we left Mitzrayim, and when we are going on our way, we said, where's Hashem? We forgot who? We forgot God. We forgot Hashem. So what's the opposite of forgetting? No? Remembering. Shetachlis HaMitzah Hi Lizkor is Goyim HaMilchos Amalek. Shehu Avanah Shul Hashem. We have to remember, Mida Keneged Mida. The whole reason we have Amalek in the first place is Rifin Yatorah Meriva Chazal say, we forgot Hashem, which means that we were weak in our Torah. Mi Yesh Hashem Hashem Yameh Ayin. Where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? So we don't know how to fix forgetting. Remembering. And what does it mean to remember? Da'afku through Torah, da'afku through Tefillah. Let's review these five ideas. Idea number one, back to the show. Stay with our show. Back to the first idea was have Kiddush HaSlevi. The Amalek is inside, within every single Jew. And how do we get rid of the Amalek within every single Jew? Da'afku through Kol HaTorah, Kol Tefillah, Kol Yaakov. Amalek comes from Esav. Esav. Our right is mantra. Esav's not strong. When Yaakov is strong, Esav can't touch us. That's what Kiddush HaSlevi says. We need to get the Amalek out of us. And how do you do it? Through a Torah, through Tefillah, the call of Torah, the call of Tefillah, especially these Shabbos afternoon, Erev Purim. It's a long day, Chaver. We can learn. And Davin, like Rabbi Leibowitz said, very important. Finally, the second idea. Then Remez says, Sheyeyad of Moshe, Prusha Shaman. Why was he davening so long? Because it says that Remez, he wasn't just davening for that battle. He's infusing Emunah within each and every single one of us, that even in hard times, we'll be able to hold on tight to our Emunah. The third idea, Kiyala Kiska. Rashi says, "She'ain shmol chalam in kisa shalom ad shiimcha zera shalom malik." Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name won't be full. The chair's not full, and we get rid of a malik. So he says, in the pasuk says in Yichavot, "Tehillim kuf lamed beis ki bacha Hashem mitzion iva lemoshavol." Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name will be full. Iva is aleph vav hey. So the vav hey is ki adok keis ka yud kei vav kei. Put the vav hey there, yud kei vav kei. And kis al keis ka keis with lashon of kisei with the aleph from iva. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name will be full. The fourth idea was when they got the Chavetz Chaim, the new chair. He says, I don't want the new chair. Thank you, but no thank you. And he was very thankful. He came to the Chavetz Chaim's minutes were incredible. But at the end, he says, Chazal say, Chadosh Baruch Hu's name and his chair is not full. How can I have a new chair? Finally, the fifth and final idea, Rav Shlomo Hadini says, what was the whole mitzvah of Zachor? What's so important about Zachor? Because the whole reason that the whole point of Amalek attacked us in the first place, because we forgot Hashem. We were Rifyon Adayim. We were weak in Torah. We forgot Hashem. So what's the opposite of forgetting? The mitzvah is to remember. Remember what he did. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To put our emunah, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And finally, guys, we don't know how to build our emunah. Hamanti ki adaber. How do we build our emunah? By talking about emunah. By going to names, not numbers. By hearing from survivors. Hearing how they went on. Hearing how they went on to live Jewish lives. Even after the Holocaust, to be able to stay strong. Shemizoha Bez Hashem. To never give up on ourselves, to fight the Amalek within us, but Tafkum through a Torah, through a Tefillah, to tap into Moshe Rabbeinu's energy when he fought that first Amalek, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be full, Ki Al Chizka, when we say the Yichavah Ki Vach Hashem Etzion, Iva LeMoshe Vlo, that to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain like the Chavetz Chaim did on our own level, obviously, and to always never forget, not only never forget, but we have to be an active remembering, in our Torah, in our Tefillah, in our Chesed, in our Maasim, Toivim Shkoich.